Old friend of Town Talk and Dundalk FM, Brendan McCahey, is in studio. Good morning, hey, Brendan.
Good morning, Town Talk. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
You've been a busy, 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 busy boy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have to be busy, keep the head down. I've been busy, but very enjoyably busy as well. I've been songwriting, I've been playing and getting released a new single as well, and released an album just the end of last year and a single too. And playing around, doing a tour at the moment, did some dates abroad and then just some dates here in Ireland as well now too. So, yep, it's good.
It's good. But this is, you know, this is what you want. Did you set out, I remember speaking to you when you started out with The Voice of Ireland,
that's
and
right,
we were asking, you know, why you chose to enter the competition, and you explained that, you know, you'd been knocking around for a while, you were doing this, mm-hmm. and you thought, okay, this is, you know, last chance saloon, I'm going to put myself in here, and hopefully I will be able to forge a viable career out of it. We went up against the initial judges. They all liked you, I think, but Brezzy won out, or you yeah. chose Brezzy. And you went on then to ultimately to triumph. You were crowned the Voice of Ireland, but you know, you used it as, it was very much a sort of that stepping stone for you. You weren't leaving anything to chance.
Yeah, right, Marissa. Yeah, I wasn't, even to be honest, to the extent of wanting to win, I wasn't pushed if I'd won or not, and I was glad that I did, mind you. But I always use it just as a platform to get me connections, as you mm-hmm. know, in music and in any business. Being connected to people is what gets you further anyway. You have to rely on your talents at a certain end of things too. So it's really just making the connections for me, because of course I was from outside of Carrickmacross, and you know, it's not many connected people living in that area, you know. So
there is now.
Just call me, and but that's the truth, and worked to great advantage for me. Things are going from strength to strength since winning The Voice. Of course, it's that little transition, because you're not doing what you normally did before. So what I mean is that you're not playing in the venues I used to play in. I had to make the transition to go to the next level. So as much as I loved playing in the pubs and clubs I did play in, I had to move now to another level of gigs now, another level of meeting people, and another level of promoting my music as well.
Hmm. And do you think, because you know, sometimes these competitions get a bad rap, and they say, you know,
they always do.
Well, absolutely, yeah. There's no point. Yeah, let's not put our punches here. But you know, they say, oh, because they're just using the contestants, you know, for it's entertainment fodder for the public, and they're not really concerned about them or their careers, etc., etc. But do you think the fact that you already had a grounding in music, that you'd already, if you like, you know, put in your apprenticeship and served your time, right. and you didn't have maybe the expectations that a younger person, a less experienced person had, that's why you were able to cope with it and use it, and you know, use it as much as it was using you.
Very much so. The truth is that that's the thing. You shouldn't expect it to be able to catapult you to fame. Why should it? It is only a TV show, and it is only meant to be a platform. When you apply for this, you're not under any illusion. There's no part that says we're going to make you a star. It just says that if you win, that you get a record contract, and which I did and was thankful for. The people in Universal Music have been great to me, but I know that there's somebody else coming next year, and they're going to have to let me go to make space for the next person. It doesn't matter what I sold or what I didn't sell. So that's natural, and that's life. Mm. And I know I'm well prepared for it. I'm not naive in any way of thinking that too. But I got a great year there, and I made a lot of contacts, and now I've moved on. It's almost, to me, I always think it's like graduating out of college. Like I've done the, you know, the apprenticeship was there in The Voice of Ireland, that was the leaving cert, and now it's up to me able to go on myself and find my own way now.
And I'd say, like a lot of, if you'll pardon me on this one, mature college students, that yeah. you went in with a much more focused approach. And that's why I think mature college
yeah.
students
yeah, yeah,
tend to graduate
true.
With a better degree. So, you know.
Well, maybe that's true.
Yeah, nice analogy.
Well, mature
like.
College students. Yeah. But, yeah, very much so. Maybe I failed Leaving Cert a few times as well.
In between. Okay, but the thing is, you still have your guitar, and you've brought it with you this morning. So I think, without going on, we should probably hear what the Voice of Ireland says. Like, if you don't know out there, will you listen to the song?
Surely, Marcy. Yeah, it's right over here. I don't know what to play, but I'm sure I'll find something. let me see. Well, this is one of the songs in the album. Maybe I'll start with there. This is called Miss Your Turn. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom.
burning up, been a blitz. Catch a moment, set your speed. Through the rest, you fall behind. There's only room for one Mr. Turn. Little one, you missed your turn. There's only more to gain with the pain. Try again, try again. You get nothing for holding back. Whatever, just don't fancy that. Most times, you're just making up the numbers. There's only room for one Mr. Turn. Little one, you missed your turn. There's only more to gain with the pain. Try again, try again. And only when the sparks fly do we see the true meaning of equality. Sweet starlet, you can't cover up all you're meant to be. It's only two to me. Fake it once, try again. Fake it once, feel the shame. Hanging from a brighter star. There's only room for one Mr. Turn. Little one, you miss your turn. There's only more to gain with the pain. Try again, try again. And only when the sparks fly do we see the true meaning of equality. Sweet starlet, you can't cover up all you're meant to be. It's only two to me. Only two to me. Only two to me. Only two to me. Only when the sparks fly do we see the true meaning of equality. Sweet starlet, you can't cover up all you're meant to be. And only when the sparks fly do we see the true meaning of equality. Sweet starlet, you can't cover up all you're meant to be. It's only two to me. Only two to me. Only two to me. Only two to me.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Turn, that's from your debut album.
It is indeed, Marissa. Yeah. Yes, yes.
The entire album self-penned, Brendan?
Well, Marissa, bar one song, actually. The managing director of Universal Music Ireland, his name is...
oh, well.
yeah, but he's a really nice man, and he suggested I should do a song by The Long Pigs. He said, that'd really suit you. And I said, okay, well I'll go in and do that. And so, so I went in and... just recorded the version song and really liked it. It was called On and On, so we put that in the album as well. But bar that, the other nine songs are my own as well.
Well done. The Long Piece, do you know that one, Kiva?
No.
No, I'm not.
The Long Piece, okay. Richard Hawley is a kind of 50s singer.
I know Richard Hawley, yeah.
So Richard used to play at this band called The Long Pigs as well.
Right,
in the
90s,
yeah.
So it's from the 90s. That's
it's from the 90s as well, yeah.
It's one to look forward to. And you mentioned off air then that you're writing, you're collaborating with other songwriters at the moment.
Yes, at the moment I'm playing with, I was writing with Dom Mescal. I was over in London. I had two dates, one in the Alley Cat and the other in Fleuropet. So the two bars in central London. One's in the West End and the other is up in the East. And then on the second day, to make the trip... I suppose more use of the trip, I met with Don Mescal as well, because I'd met Don, I'd was giving out awards at a YADA function, at the Youth Awards down in Limerick, and I met Don Mescal at those awards. So we got together and we decided we'd go in and record a few songs. Oh, do a songwriting session is what we call it, and we came out with two songs from that too. And I met John Cleese, actually. He was downstairs recording a voiceover of the same studio, so as it's really, because both of us, I met him. And I couldn't find my way around, and I met to see this big tall fella. I went over and asked him. I said, "Oh, I know what that is." And I said, "John, how are you doing? I'm lost. You know, which I can get to
and
shoot."
He said, "Brendan, I know."
He said, "Yeah, yeah." Oh, Brendan from the what? No, he didn't. But he said, "I'm actually lost too. I don't know where the studio is because." You know, I suppose, well, I wouldn't know more because I'm in the central London. He should have a better idea than me. So then we walked outside and we both seen the door and then as well going to the studio. So,
right, and nice man.
Oh, just a lovely, really quiet, very, very upper English echelon about him as well, you know, but really, really quiet. Very nice man, yeah.
Oh, really glad to hear that.
So not as flustered and, you know, about
his absolutely, absolutely. Very cool, actually. Yeah. And he was dressed really trendy as well. You know, it was like a 20-year-old's clothes on a man of John Cleese's age, whatever he is.
Well, he is an age. He's definitely hitting 80, is he? I don't know, but I mean, getting slightly off the point, but I did see something yesterday that Julie Andrews, who plays, you know, in Shrek, because that's the two of them were united, she was over here, the Sound of Music was 50 years old, and she is 79.
Wow, she's and looking good for 79.
She was reunited with Captain Von Trapp last week, what's his name, the actor, daughter was in one of those Tarantino films, but he played Von Trapp, and he's 85, so these people, whatever it is, the singing and the musicals and whatever.
Keeps them active.
But anyway, so you are with the hoi polloi over there in the big smoke.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And then, of course, I get back home as well, because at the moment I'm organising a lot of songwriting sessions, because, I love songwriting, and that's I've always liked that too. So I met with John Peppard as well. He's a Grammy-nominated songwriter, but we communicate now through Skype, so we write songs through Skype as well. And there's two other people I know lined up, a few famous Irish singers that were going to do a session, songwriting sessions with as well.
Sorry, John Peppard is, so you're at Skype, where is he?
John is based in London, but he writes for Nashville as well.
Right, yeah.
He's signed to Garbrook's label, and he's a publisher for him, yeah.
Right, that's
his music.
That's
it's a songwriter.
Big voice.
Connections.
But it's amazing that, isn't it, really? You know,
but that's what I mean
about Skype and your
yeah, and that's what the platform does, as we mentioned before, about the voice. That's exactly what it needs to be doing, and what you should be getting out of it too, is making those connections. Because the music world is very small, and when you get in there, it's all about making the use of that as well.
Mm. And have you found people were amenable to you? They embraced you? Did you get any sort of musical snobbery, if you like, going on? Oh, here's your man off The Voice.
Well, I was very lucky. Maybe in the songs that I chose in The Voice are pretty cool songs as well. I probably did in the beginning... more so from Ireland, I'd say. I'd have problems. And that's why, when I'm saying these songwriters are based in England and London, they have no crowns. You know, show me what you could do, and then, you know, that's it. But I think in Ireland, possibly too. Booking agents, a bit of trouble there too. It was kind of... maybe they didn't understand. That's probably it, you know.
You're being very polite.
Yeah, very politically correct.
No, they're begrudgers. We're a nation on them. Just, you know, get it. And I mean, you should just put Brezzy on them. He's about 9 foot anyway, isn't he? Like, you know, not too many going to challenge him. Talking of booking agents, you did find one to book you in town because you're in the Spirit Store on Saturday night.
Yes, that booking agent was myself. yes, and of course, the wonderful Derek Turner and Mark Ewer, who have been brilliant. Actually, for me from the very beginning, even before on The Voice back 20 years ago, and I even started playing acoustic sessions, Derek always asked me to come in and would I support different acts. If I could and I couldn't, but most times I did, and it was always brilliant, and it gave me great grounding as well. And Derek is still taking booking acts in, and he's doing brilliantly as well. And Spirit Store has gone from strength to strength too. So yes, I'm playing the Spirit Store on Saturday night.
Okay, tickets still available, or?
Tickets are still selling, yes, in the usual lights, I think, from Spirit Store, from the website, and from
the McAteer's
Food House. Usually, exactly.
Sell them for the Spirit Store.
Or
as well.
On the door at the
on the door tonight.
At the door on the night.
Absolutely, but do check it out before you do put it in on the night, because following this, they mightn't be so freely available.
I have some guests on the night as well. So it's actually a neighbour of mine from Maraclune at home, Vinnie Marin, Fintan Marin, he's playing a few songs. He released a new. a new EP. One of the singers that was with me on The Voice of Ireland last year too, I'm not going to mention who it was, but he's going to be there tonight as well, singing a few songs. And then there's special guests as well in halfway through. There's a girl from out Raymond's Sale direction up to Cooley Mountains, but she's an amazing singer and she's going to be coming up for a few songs halfway through as well.
Excellent. Sounds like a regular little jam.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. And you know, I love, if you get an opportunity to headline a gig, and you know, it's great to make use of the talent that there is here. And anyway, there's so much talent in every town in Ireland, it's just full of it, so to say.
Well, we're going to make use of your talents again, because it's a shame to have that guitar sitting there. Can we get another song?
Yeah, of course. Yes, Mercer, certainly. Let me see. This is this is a version of a very popular song. Speaking of Shrek, I was messing around with this the other day, and I thought, sometimes with songs, if you slow them down or you speed them up, it gives you a different angle on the song as well. And so this is I'm a Believer in a different way.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment hollered all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace, no doubt in my mind. 'Cause I'm in love. I'm a believer. And I couldn't leave her if I tried. Well, I thought love was more or less a give and take. Seemed the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in crying? 'Cause all you get is pain. And when I needed sunshine, I got rain. But then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace, no doubt in my mind. 'Cause I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace, no doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I would never try. Would never try. Would never try. Would never try.
Tell you what, no pranks here on April Fool's Day.
That was fabulous.
Good old fashioned music. We have a cover version slot here on Friday morning. It's called Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. We might slot that in.
I might put that in tomorrow. I love that. Certain that was brilliant.
But so apart from the touring, the Skyping people to make music in the middle of the night, what else is for Brendan McCahey?
Well, at the moment, Marissa. So playing gigs around, of course, and the end of the month going to go as well, and down in Munro's too, and back at the Voice of Ireland, should be back on a few weeks' time to played a new single. Which my single's coming out. The single "Safe and Well" is coming out on the 10th of this month as well. So, so the coincided that I'll be back in the Voice of Ireland just to promote us as well. And then July, I penciled in a week there, 2 weeks to record the next album. So it's already started. I've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs finished. So just really about another 5 or 6 songs to finish it off then as well.
Right.
Then I want that to come out around September as well.
Okay.
Definitely the lead single of it.
And you mentioned, you know, these connections. We've heard London. We heard you mention Nashville earlier. I presume that's hopefully the direction maybe you're heading.
Yeah, definitely, Marissa. For me, you really have to. That's just, it doesn't matter. As I say, it's this whole thing about the platform. It only gives you the platform to do it. Really, it's better. Yeah, the world is a huge place, and nowadays it's got so much smaller with technology too. So there's no reason in the world that you couldn't be making connections with Nashville, America, UK as well too. Yeah.
Brendan, are you living the dream?
Yeah, every day. But then I have a little boy and we dogs at home, so I have a great life. I really have.
Yeah. I say you're
and a beautiful wife.
Getting to live the dream with you and the dog and the wife. Look, it's wonderful stuff, and I really do wish you continued success. And we said it from the outset here, you know, you deserve it, not just as a musician, but you're such a great person. So, you know.
Thank you, Marissa.
Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say thank you to the people we had in, and we're going to let you play out. That's the most fitting thing to do. You're in the Spirit Store this coming Saturday. Brendan McCahey, the Voice of Ireland, and check them out. Great night, and wonderful, wonderful guests on the bill as well. This is Brendan McKay, the Voice of Ireland.
I'm hoping for skies to be blue, so blue that it has no fear of getting in the way of a cloud, like when you're standing in the lonely crowd. Today my head feels so clear, I know now what I'm doing here. Although last night I wasn't sure, mixing everything and crashing through doors. Oh, I was standing, but now I'm up. I was lost, but now.